Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Good morning. What would you? Is it still a beautiful day? I see some clouds. I think we're good though, right? Get some thunderstorms a little later on, but nothing we can't handle. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off this week as we get closer to training camp. And July 7th, are we in fantasy season? Are we in hardcore fantasy season? The home leagues maybe just starting to pop up here and there. If you're a sicko like me, I've already had half a dozen drafts, and that's not including any of like the daily drafts. Although I don't think I could describe myself as a sicko because Adam Krautwurst is on the Western Hotline now. And what's your number? How many drafts have you done at this point?
Oh gosh, best ball. We talking best ball too?
I took out the best ball because if it was best ball, then my number would be a lot higher, I think.
I'm probably at like 10, not best ball drafts. It's been a slow off season so far.
Yeah. Adam of Full-Time Fantasy now on the Wester Hotline, at Adam_Krautwurst, as fantasy season approaches. Home leagues are just starting to pop up, Adam. And last year when we had you on, I think I texted you about this during the season. Correct me if I'm wrong in this. We were both kind of out on the idea of drafting James Cook in fantasy, and then he went off and had the best touchdown season that the Bills ever had.
Yeah, and I think I'm out again this year for the exact same reason.
Okay, I had that written down to lead off with you on whether that's bankable, because he did not get a lot of carries at the 1 and 2 yard line. Like, it was from further out. So does that make it more or less easy to trust? I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely less easy to trust. You know, that's the type of season that he had to have. He had to smash on these long to touchdown runs. He doesn't get the catches. He doesn't get the goal line carries, like you said. And, you know, I don't know if you're into expected fantasy points or anything, but last year, I don't know the exact number, but it was like high 20s. He really should have finished as like a 28th, 29th best running back based on expected fantasy points. He just got, I don't want to say lucky, because it does take skill to crack off those long touchdown runs, but if he kind of comes back to the average, he could drop tremendously in fantasy value. Good for the Bills, good running back, but again, I'm not a guy I'm drafting as like RB 13 or 14 this season.
Right. It could almost be construed as a compliment to him, right? Because he
sure
was scoring in the ways that are hard to score. Like, he's breaking off. I mean, I had him on a league in the semis in week 16 where that's the New England game, right? He breaks off like a 40-yard touchdown run, which is amazing for fantasy, but how often can you count on a 40-yard touchdown run?
Yeah, exactly. And just to kind of counter-echo, Devin Achane last year only had a handful of carries that went over 20 yards. And so you think, like, that stuff's going to start to even out. A guy like Achane will move up, and Cook will kind of move down. Because, yeah, those are kind of lucky those type of touchdowns. You can't rely on that stuff, on those long touchdowns, unless you're like Barry Sanders or something.
Right. Adam Krautwurst with us on the Wester Hotline. Starting off with our fantasy conversation with a little bit of Bills here. Is there anybody on the Bills offense that excites you where they're being drafted right now? Cook can be a little bit expensive. Maybe Kincaid because he's cheaper this year, but you tell me, is there anybody that you find yourself on the Bills offense drafting more than others?
Probably not. I mean, they just spread the ball around so much, so you just don't know what they're going to do. Best ball is a whole different story, right? Like, if you're going to, they're actually kind of fun to draft in best ball because they're all so cheap. You can get, you know, Josh Allen, you know, spend a little money on him. You got to take him as probably like a top three quarterback. But after that, you can get your Kincaid's going as like tight end 11. You can get Coleman late, Shakir, all these guys. You can stack them all. But I'm not super excited about it. A guy I do take kind of at the end of every draft is Elijah Moore, because I do think he's kind of good, and there's probably a pretty, not a terrible path for him to like be even like the wide receiver two by outplaying Josh Palmer or something. So that's a guy I do like taking towards the end, and a guy that I would love to be good for them and for fantasy would be Dalton Kincaid, because I think they want him to be good. You know, he's put on some weight in the offseason, I guess, getting in that better shape. But that is the guy that I think could really unlock the offense.
Do you view him as having, like, elite fantasy tight end upside this year? I mean, there are some good numbers. Like, the yards per route run number for him is an elite-level number. But, I don't know, like, last year he ran, like, 65% route participation rate. Like, my question with him is always, is there too much Dawson Knox in the offense to allow for Kincaid to be, you know, like, what would the best case scenario for you be for Kincaid? Like, could he be a top three fantasy tight end, or is that out of the range of outcomes for you?
Yeah, I think it's out of the range just based off of targets. I don't think he'll ever get there, at least this year on targets. I think he could get there on touchdown luck. Again, you score like 8 or 9 touchdowns and then you're right up there, but I don't think the Bills even want to force it to any one guy, but I think he could creep up into the top 5, top 7 tight ends. And we forget too, man, like, it used to take years for tight ends to develop, you know, like, we see the Bowers. I mean, Bowers is like a generational type guy, but you see all these players. Kyle Pitts, even like 4 years ago, had 1,000 yards in his rookie year. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, it happens once in a while. So we expect, oh, well, our guys are going to do that. It's like, it takes tight ends. Tight ends is a position that takes a lot of, a couple of years to really get going. So he's entering his third year. So I think that'll be really good for them. Coordinator coming back, he's just got to get on the same page with Josh, and I think a tight end 5 to 7 range is certainly doable.
Adam Krautwurst with us on the Wester Hotline. Mentioned done like 10 drafts and then a bunch more best ball drafts. Is there somebody that sticks out for you that you think you draft the most, or maybe have the data on that you draft more than anybody else? Any position?
Yeah, a guy I've been taking a lot of. I'm kind of surprised he's fallen it this far, but Breece Hall is a guy that, you know, he was a top 3 pick in like every draft a little last year. Obviously, the Jets didn't have the offense that they were hoping, but he's going right now, like the end of the 3rd, beginning of the 4th round. Some of these drafts, and he has such an ability to get all that stuff that we were talking about, like James Cook not getting. He can get all those catches. He can get all that goal line work. Again, I don't think they're going to run Fields into the ground. Fields will be a little bit of a vulture there. Mm-hmm. Around the goal line. But I think Breece Hall, just he's shown the talent. I think he's finally like a year and a half removed from that ACL. Like, I just see him as being a guy, like, especially if you start wide receiver early in your drafts, he's a guy you can get in the late 3rd that has that top 3 fantasy upside.
Yeah, what is that drop for you? Like, why is he going later? Is it Fields? Is it Braylon Allen being behind him? He was a little impressive as a rookie. As I look at his numbers, I wonder, Adam, actually, if it's just thinking of this now, he has made a living a little bit on catching dump offs and catching the football. And I do wonder if that will still exist with Fields under center.
Yeah. And I think that's baked into his price right now. Look, again, right. I like drafting him because he does have that potential upside, but even if he doesn't catch the same amount of balls he's used to, he's going at the end of the 3rd, beginning of the 4th round. But I think that that is a valid point. What are they going to do offensively? I think a lot of that too was, you know, going into the NFL draft, you know, they bring over Aaron Glenn. Are they going to run the same type of offense that they did in Detroit? They're going to add another running back, the Montgomery Gibbs type of thing. And they didn't do that. And in fact, they drafted an offensive lineman, I think, in the 1st round. So right. I think his ADP just hasn't come back from the uncertainty of what the Lions were going to do in their backfield. And so I think that him kind of staying down where he is, and again, it's the Jets and it's Justin Field, and it's just like, how good are they really going to do? But I think there just becomes a point where you got a running back in his prime who's been good, just kind of take him, and he doesn't have a ton of competition, you know? All the backups there really weren't very good last year.
Right. Isaiah Davis is another one who's hanging out there. Yeah. Also, contract year for him.
There you go.
Hall, by the way, going right around James Cook right now. So that, I think I would be with you. I would go Hall over Cook at this moment in time. Adam Krautwurst with us on the Wester Hotline. The quarterback position, Adam, what do you find yourself doing? Are you waiting? Are you targeting someone high? Is there a depth piece that you like. Mayfield, I've seen, is going higher this year than I think I've ever seen before. What do you like right now at quarterback?
Yeah, I usually wait. You know, Josh Allen's been going as a QB1 the last, 3 years or so. Now he's kind of fallen to QB3. So if you really want to go get your guy, you can get him. Depending on like what site you're drafting on, some sites people wait really long to get their QB. But so I'm usually waiting to get a guy. To me, the league winners every year are taken in like between the 9th and the 11th round. Even going back to Patrick Mahomes and then Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and then Jalen Hurts, like all these guys, Jaden Daniels.
Daniels,
they're
yeah.
just guys that you take between the 9th and the 11th. You just got to target. To me, that guy this year might be Justin Fields again, going to a new team. Again, being drafted as like QB 12 or 13 has that. I mean, he has a floor that's really low, but also has that massive ceiling with the rushing upside. So just give me Justin Fields in those rounds. And also a late round guy is Matt Stafford for me. He's again, low floor because he doesn't rush at all, but those games, he's an absolute wide receiver kingmaker. He's got Devontae Adams, he's got Puka Nacua. He's got that, four passing touchdown upside. And you're able to get him for basically free. So I really like taking like a Field Stafford stack there and just kind of playing the matchups with them.
Yeah, Stafford going the list I have in front of me right now has him going as quarterback number 22 with like Michael Penix and Bryce Young right behind him, and that feels like a cutoff there. The guys that I'm always like tempted to land on are Herbert and Jordan Love, just because. I think I'm falling a little bit for like the arm talent, though, and believing that there are enormous passing seasons there. Because, Adam, for you, like Stafford, I guess, would be this, but you're getting him later. Your upside is limited unless the guy can run. And I guess that's the holdup with Herbert, right? Like, Herbert ran more than he ever did last year, and it was still only 300 yards.
Exactly. Those guys are kind of in no man's land for me. Whereas, like, if I want that guy with crazy upside, I'll go ahead and take Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or something like that. And then if I'm not going to get that guy, I'm just going to wait and grab like a Justin Fields or a Stafford. I feel those guys are in no man's land. And there's some downside there. Like, the Chargers drafted another running back, right? Who's pretty good, Hampton. And it's like, how much are they actually going to throw? I mean, they have Trey Harris, who's a nice upcoming rookie receiver there. So they do have some talent. I think Herbert's fine. Harbaugh's good. But it's like, how much is actually there? Love doesn't run a ton either, coming off that injury last year. He's got, again, a ton of weapons around him. They just added Golden in the first round. But I just feel like they're kind of in no man's land where, yeah, they have a higher floor than some of the guys that I mentioned before, but I don't think their ceiling reaches into where you really want to be to kind of win some of that big money.
How about this trade that just happened last week between the Steelers and the Dolphins? Does it basically kill Jonnu Smith fantasy value for you? I mean, he had been... I had him last year in a couple of leagues. He had been led the Dolphins in catches. Is that over now? Is he still draftable? And then for Miami, do you see anybody benefiting big time from him no longer being a part of the offense?
Yeah, I think it's over. So, I mean, they like Jonnu. Like, I know that the offensive coordinator there was his head coach in Atlanta, and he was using him more than Kyle Pitts, when he was there. Arthur Smith. And so, I mean, I think he's going to be a much better NFL player than any player. They already have Pat Freiermuth there, so I don't think you can really touch that situation. I really think the big winner in Miami is the receivers. I think Jalen Waddle, I think he's a good receiver. I think they don't want to force the ball to tight ends. They want to force the ball to guys like Jalen Waddle and even the head coach. The offseason was like, yeah, we definitely screwed up. We should have got the ball more to Waddle. So I think he's really the big winner there, making that trade to kind of open up some targets for him. The big question for them is going to be their offensive line is so bad. Tua's got that baby arm. How long can he last? How teams have kind of caught up to their offense that kind of exploded out 3 years ago. Can they force feed Jalen Waddle the ball? But I think 120 targets certainly isn't out of the realm of possibility.
What is Achan for you then? With that being said, their line, as you mentioned, like it's in tough shape, and he was so exciting after that first year because there were historic level numbers and efficiency. I mean, 800 yards on 100 carries, and then last year, I don't know, it didn't really get going near the same. He came down 3 yards per carry. So would you expect it to look more like last year for Achane than his rookie season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be somewhere in between. He's not a guy that I love clicking. I don't have a ton of him. I do have a ton of Jalen Wright. Not that Jalen Wright's better, but I think he's the clear handcuff, and I think he's not much worse than Achane. So I can get him in round 11 or 12. And if Achane, who's not some big bruising back, if Achane does get hurt, then I think you have a borderline league winner with Jalen Wright. But I think Achane is a fine. He's going to get there on volume, right? If he stays healthy, I think the offense is going to be a little bit better. He catches the ball, and I think he got really unlucky with a lot of those long carries, like I said earlier with the James Cook discussion. I just think he's going to crack up a couple more 20, 30 yarders, get in the end zone that way. He's their goal line back. Tua's not stealing any of those. So I think you're fine with him as like RB 8 or 9 in like late round 2.
Yeah. Any as we approach, you know, most people's home leagues will start up soon. How much are you paying attention to, one, the schedule? I know, like, for best ball, obviously, that's obvious. But for any home league or for your dynasty leagues would be over by now, draft-wise. But how much are you paying attention to the schedule? And then also, how much attention should we be paying to, like, that player's defense? Thinking about the Bengals last year, like Joe Burrow, Chase Brown. If you know that the team's going to have a bad defense, you can get a higher offensive output, but is that only maybe true in like the extreme circumstances like last year with Cincinnati?
I think it can be true in the extreme and also like game-by-game basis too. Schedule's cool to kind of think about. Home leagues, I don't worry too much about schedule because generally in the home leagues you can make trades and there's guys on the waiver wire, so a lot of times you'll see kind of once it gets to the end, you're like, hey, I've got to win 4 in a row to make the playoffs. You're just making trades every week just to kind of win for that week. And then if you're in good shape, you can kind of make that look towards the playoffs. Oh, look, this team has dome games. They play really bad defenses. So I'm going to go ahead and target a couple of these players to kind of bolster my roster. So I really wouldn't look in home leagues too much towards that schedule. But I think defense does matter a lot, Joe. Like you said, the Bengals are an extreme case. A team kind of in that mix this year for me that's kind of a sleeper is the Raiders. So their defense is not good, and they're bringing in Chip Kelly, who runs the most fast-paced offense in football. So you can get those pieces cheap, and you're going to get in those shootouts. I'm thinking Jacoby Myers, you can get him really cheap. I think he's going to be really good this year. Bowers, obviously, you got to spend a top pick on him. But Genty as well, got to spend a top pick on him. But I think that's an offense that, because their defense is bad, because they're going to be in shootouts, you're thinking Chargers, thinking Chiefs, and because they play such fast pace, I think it's teams like those that you really want to target. Because the Bengals guys, yes, all that's true, but you got to spend every top pick, and you can't get them all.
Yeah, I love the Myers call. This is one where I'm hoping that people in my leagues are not listening, because I'm going to want to leave every draft with Jacoby Myers this summer.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy in the Western Hotline. I've got my Scott Fishbowl draft today because I couldn't make the Buffalo local one because I had a wedding. So I'm in with a bunch of Denver guys. So,
oh my gosh.
Broncos, I guess I'm not getting a Bronco, probably.
Probably not. No. It's not a live draft though, right? I mean, is it?
No, it's online.
Slow draft?
It is a slow draft. Yes. Yeah. 8 hours per pick.
It's a fishbowl, by the way. Great time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely upset to see that I had the conflict there with a wedding, so I had to miss it. But I heard from everybody there that it was a great time and obviously raised a bunch of money, so sounded like it went well.
So good. For sure.
Awesome. Adam Krautwurst, @Adam_Krautwurst. We'll have to play some golf in Rochester, Adam, so we'll connect with you soon.
Gotcha, buddy. Hey, broke 90 for the very first time. I know that's scary.
Okay. Wow.
Getting on the horse. Ridgemont Country Club, let me know when you're ready.
All right, we'll be up for training camp in a couple of weeks, so I'll definitely hit you up.
That sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Adam Krautwurst on the Western Hotline. Fantasy season. Love fantasy season. What Bronco do I really want anyway? But I would answer, we talked about quarterback there and how like I am not going for the top guys. The top guys would be Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Hurts, in my opinion. I'm not drafting them where they're going. I'd love to tell you Bo Nix, little sleeper, but people have figured that out. He's going as the eighth quarterback because he runs. And there's really nothing else in Denver that excites me. So, yeah, I've got a draft against some Denver Nuggets fans. I couldn't make the Buffalo one. So, like, all right, they're doing it by team theme this year. And I've been a Nuggets fan since I was a kid, so I'm going to jump in with a bunch of Denver guys. And I feel like they're welcome to have me, unless I hope I didn't steal a spot from somebody out there in Denver, which might have happened, and I apologize if I did that. But anyways, time out here. Wimbledon continuing. I think Novak Djokovic is on right now, so you've got some big names that are taking the court. By the way, we are 1 week and a couple days away from the Open Championship, which get it here. Give me the golf major to fill a little bit more time before we get to training camp in a couple weeks. We'll revisit our poll from earlier. If you got a thought on that, how important is this Bills regular season to you? And I think a lot of people I am seeing siding with me that it is, because the one seed is, I think it's almost underappreciated how valuable it is. Not just for home field, but for your path to the Super Bowl. It just is way easier if you're able to get that number one spot. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.